AM 1400, 93.3 FM, sunshine, and we will crack the 30s. We'll make it up to around 31 later on, but still some stiff wind chills into the teens. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 14. Up into the 40s tomorrow, a high of 41 or 42. And for tomorrow evening, there is a 30% chance for some rain, but probably after midnight. Clouds and a low around 33 tomorrow, but it'll be warmer inside the community center. And featuring what's going on tomorrow evening inside the community center, have the opportunity to talk with Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra conductor Lauren Green and operations manager Molly Collins and Karen Williams joining us this morning as well. Thank you all for coming in. Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. Always good to be here.
And I think you've got a great you always do well on Valentine's Day. There's so many good pieces of music written on the theme of love. So
well, we do. This is about the third or fourth year we've done this, to give a concert right around Valentine's Day. And sort of mix and match music of all styles that all has sort of a romantic theme of some sort. And so, yes, the supply is almost endless, whether you're in the classical realm or the pop songs. I mean, just about every pop song's about love of some sort, either found or lost. And So we have fun putting this together.
Well, and of course, also featuring another local performer, Wade Daniel. I think early on, one of the few things that I knew about him when I met him was that he was a pianist.
So. Yes, he is a pianist. Wade, you know, for this concert, it's a good opportunity sometimes to sort of feature some local people or regional people that people may not know about, but who have great talent, and to sort of bring them in for a few numbers and let them be seen with a symphony and heard with a symphony. And Wade is a good example. He's worked here for several years now, and in town at First Baptist Church, and he's a great pianist, and especially in that sort of nightclub way of playing. I don't want to brand him because he does classical music too. But
matter of fact, some of his arrangements, he will take a popular song and weave in a complimentary classical piece as well.
That's exactly what he'll be doing. So he'll be taking some classic love song standards and weaving them in with some music of Chopin or Strauss and so forth, and playing with the orchestra. So it'll be great fun.
Well, of course, a lot of our popular music and often love songs are based on classical tunes.
Works, yes, definitely. And it's happened where a good tune by Rachmaninoff or whomever, you know, gets picked up. And
Barry Manilow even worked in a couple of Chopin etudes.
That's right. And this is what Wade will be doing. He's basing one, which one is it? My Funny Valentine and the Chopin E minor Prelude. Weave in together, and it works.
Yeah, it does.
Really works.
Yeah. So, and I assume the orchestra members get a little bit of have fun with this one too.
It is a fun because you know the music is such a great variety, and when you're doing music like this, you tend to have music that's not real long. Mm-hmm. You know, classical music tends to be anywhere from 5 minutes to 2 hours long, and so when you're doing mostly love songs and things like this, most of our selections are about 2 or 3 minutes, so there's a lot of variety and a lot of motion, and you go from one thing to the next. So that's great for the players and great for the audience.
But not to necessarily to leave out the fact that sometimes it can be a pretty challenging piece for the cellist or the...
Just because it's 2 minutes long doesn't mean it's easy. Yes, it could be 2 minutes of sheer terror. So in this case, yes, we have some challenging music, but at the same time, it's great fun. A few things that would be quite familiar, for instance, the Mendelssohn Wedding March from Midsummer Night's Dream. Most people would not necessarily know that by name. It's not the Here Comes the Bride
March. It's the recessional. You get to chase them out of the church.
It's the recessional. Yeah. Most of us grew up, at least of a certain age, that you marched out to, not marched into. Nowadays, I don't think they use either of those pieces much, but it's Pachelbel canon, but we won't go there anyway. No. So, you know, we're doing things like that, but yet some other classics. Wade will even be playing his Floyd Kramer, you know, so from the sublime to the less sublime. But we open with, and Charlie, this would be interesting to you. A lot of this music comes from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And even a great song that we're opening with, like Love is a Many Splendored Thing, came from the movie of the same title, although it sort of existed on its own as well.
Yeah, and I think the overall music came first, and then we had a great movie. What would we call it? Love is My...
Yes, and used the song. So the composer of the music for the movie, who was it, Alexander North,
I think,
is often credited with a song, but he didn't actually, he just used it. He didn't write it.
So many films, there's a working title, or the original title of the story is not what we see on the silver screen.
It was Alfred Newman, by the way, not North. But yes, exactly. And another one is by Alexander North, The Unchained Melody, mm-hmm. which many of us grew up hearing the Righteous Brothers sing.
No, it was an instrumental piece about a snake, you know. Or, no, I'm sorry. No, that Unchained, it was a prison piece. It was a prison escape movie. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. But, you know, it was used in the movie Ghost.
Right.
And now everybody thinks, oh, yeah, that's from the movie Ghost. No, it was used in the movie
There was
Ghost.
An earlier film called Unchained about an escape from a prison.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, but, yeah, Bobby Hatfield had a great hit. The label said Righteous Brothers, but it was only Bobby in the studio singing the song.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, see, Bill Medley was nowhere to be found that day.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you know all the trivia. Anyway, so, and we're going all the way back to things like the Indian Love Call, which mm-hmm. was originally from an
Rudy
operetta,
Fribble.
But then used in the movie version, and Jeanette McDonald and Nelson Eddy sang it, so... Mm-hmm. You have to even be older than us to remember that, Charlie, and that's getting pretty old. So we have a wide range and some great hits from the 70s. It's going to be a fun night. That's the bottom line. It's just a great night of music.
And, of course, some extra reasons to go to the show. I think a rose along with an opportunity for some dining. We'll talk about that.
We'll
get there in cool just things. A moment and tell you how you can get tickets for the event.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing our time this morning, focusing on tomorrow night's Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra concert. And Lauren, you brought a couple of the rest of the staff with you.
We have two people here that make it all happen. And, you know, I wave my arms and work with the symphony, the players. But the people that make the events happen are here, Molly Collins and Karen Woolman. And they have some cool things that are happening that they can talk about in conjunction with the concert.
Well, I know, first of all, we want to talk about an opportunity to go out for dinner, have a great time, bring your loved one or someone you'd like to make your loved one along and have a good time.
Absolutely. We wanted to enhance our amazing concert experience by bringing a date night package to folks, a pre-Valentine date, if you will. And so Karen worked with some local restaurants, El Maguey and Tinker's Glass House, and they agreed. So we're partnering with them. And for $116, you can get dinner for two drinks, a rose, and you can get chocolate strawberries, and you get two tickets to the symphony. So it's a pretty good deal. And we've been doing really well on these. We have a few more packages to sell. If folks are interested, call our office or email us at 918-336-7717 or molly@bsook.org, karen@bsook.org. We're super excited about this because it just enhances the whole Valentine's Day show that we're putting on.
Well, people frequently go out for dinner before a concert anyway. You simply said, let us pair it for you.
Absolutely. And so there's been such a great response to the new restaurant and to El Maguey as well. So we can't wait to continue those partnerships in the future to enhance all our experiences for our shows.
Well, and either dining experience that you take will be a good preview of what's coming up. And, I mean, who doesn't like a chocolate-covered strawberry or at least a gift of a rose? It's good.
Yes. Yeah. One of our patrons called yesterday to book the package and said this is a 10-year anniversary gift for his wife, and they have always wanted to do this. And so it's happy that we can make those experiences happen and have folks come to the symphony for the first time.
Exactly. Particularly if this is your first time, why not come and see a great show and do a date night in the process? How did this come about? You started talking with the restaurants? Or
I'll let Karen take that one.
Okay. Karen, tell me a story.
Well, the story is, if not just to go to the symphony, but like you said, people want to go to dinner first. So I figured, you know, let's bring in Bartlesville into the places that they would normally go to anyway. And that's why I wanted to partner with El Maguey or Tinker's. You have choices of two different kinds of foods. And they both agreed. And I just thought it was a great idea. brought it to the board and they agreed and we went with it, and it's really been a success. I'm very happy.
Karen is fairly new to our staff, and she is, the one thing she is doing in her few weeks with us is getting out there in the community and really meeting the business people. And so if you see Karen out and about, she's really promoting the symphony and promoting some interesting ideas to work within the community and for the community.
Well, this is the first time that at least I remember the symphony doing it. You've had other experiences, pre-dinner snack or cocktail somewhere along the line, and certainly often the reception afterwards. But right. Actually pairing at the restaurant, I believe this is the first time, at least that I remember you doing it.
Well, and the nice thing is also now with the recent changes at the community center itself, drinks are available,
mm-hmm.
And can even be brought into the auditorium with their cups that they can be purchased from the center. So in terms of refreshment, whether it's before or after or even during, there are lots of options.
Okay, Karen, you look like you're about ready.
Well,
to say.
I just want to make it. I paired with these two restaurants specifically. I want to make the symphony accessible to people of Bartlesville. People that have never been to the symphony. Sometimes you hear the word symphony and you back away a little bit, like it's your grandmother's music. But after
Sometimes your great, never mind.
Won't go back that far. But after going to the symphony and sitting there and listening to Lauren play this magnificent evening out with all of the people on stage with these instruments, it's not your grandmother's music anymore. We're bringing in new and exciting artists and songs, and it's something you can relate to now.
Well, and I think the symphony is always a regional draw. I know you frequently get guests in from Southeast Kansas or from Tulsa or even Oklahoma City for that matter, but I think the evening out, dinner and a symphony, just makes it a great pairing all the way around.
That's the idea, to make it an event. And we keep trying.
Yeah, well, and you've done a marvelous job on this one. I know Wade performs around the area, but I think putting the piano along with the orchestra is just a natural pairing as well.
Well, it is, and it's worked out great. And also, we're doing one other piece with him that he did not arrange, but it's the theme from The Apartment.
Oh.
And that
Fred McMurray's daughter hated him after seeing that film. She just thought he was so much of a heel in that, and it was such a departure. He typically played the My Three Sons dad playing the saxophone guy, and even a lot of his films were kind of a light thing that you were just, other than Double Indemnity, all the rest of his films were Absent-Minded Professor and Disney classics. Just out of character for Fred McMurray.
How interesting. Well, this song is another one of those songs that existed before the movie. And it was actually called The Jealous Lover, and then was used in the movie and became theme from The Apartment. Frondi and Teicher had the big hit, duo pianists of all people back in the 60s, I think.
Saw them as a community concert event one time.
That's right. I think they were actually in Bartlesville as well.
Too. Yeah. Tickets are still available for the event, and I know that Karen was mentioning that you still have some dinner pairings as well, but my assumption, tell me if I'm wrong, the restaurants only have so many seats, and so once they're taken, they're taken.
Yes, Tinkers, we still have room for some reservations at Tinkers, and we still have room for a few more at El Maguey. So call up, bring out your sweetheart, bring your grandchild, make it a date night, father and daughter. It's not only a romantic evening, it could be a really great bonding evening.
Yeah. Going back to the 70s in the second half of the concert, Love in the 70s.
Oh, well, yes.
You're not playing Theme from the Love Boat, though.
No, that's a good idea. I wish I could find that. No, there's just a few, and they tended to be, two by Ann Murray and one by Dan Fogelberg. But, just a medley of three hits that came out in the late 70s, Longer and Shadows in the Moonlight and You Needed Me. And that'll be a bit of a memory for some of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as we all experience here in this room, that what to us is sort of like, oh, yeah, sure, 70s or 80s, to other people are like, those are the oldies.
Yeah.
That's life marches on. Time marches
now
on.
Now I understand why I grew up listening to my folks' big band era.
That's right. To us, that was like prehistory. And anyway, speaking of 70s, that does bring up something in the future that we want to keep in front of people's minds, because in May, for our final concert of the season, It's going to be an 80s night.
Okay.
And all the music from the 80s, we have the band Jeans and Classics back, and they bring some great arrangements for a full band with singers and backup singers and symphony. And to top it off then, and Molly can even speak to this maybe if we have just a second, we're having our fundraiser right before the concert at the community center. It's an 80s prom. And what better way to talk about an evening, full evening. That's going to be great.
A whole evening of music at 120 beats per minute. I can't.
Yes.
This is with big hair.
And the first time ever we brought a concert and a fundraising event together to this magnitude. So folks will go to the prom. You buy a prom ticket, you get a ticket to the concert. So you get a big experience. It'll be a long, fun night, but we are very excited to bring ourselves back to the Bartlesville Community Center for our fundraiser and to do it for the first time before a show.
Wear a leisure suit and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Tickets are still available. Are available for that.
They'll
one.
Be available on February 15th.
And I want to at least congratulate your young artist winners, too. I don't think we've had
that. That's right. We did have our young artist competition in January, and those winners will be performing as part of our March concert, along with our featured pianist, Daniel Epstein. But our winners were Stone Yang and Brooke Oliver, singer and flute player, respectively. And so they'll be doing some numbers with the symphony, and then the regular concert beside in March. So we have this concert this weekend, March concert, and May concert to round out our season. So it's great things in store.
Tickets available, BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com, and all of a sudden somebody helped me out on the phone number for the Barks Office at the Community Center.
It's 918-336-2787.
I knew there were a couple of sevens in there, but I knew I was not going to get everything in the right order. You will enjoy yourself. It is a Valentine's-based evening and featuring guest artist Wade Daniel. It'll be a fun evening, particularly take your friend, your lover, your significant other out for dinner prior to and have a good time. Tickets are available for both seatings at the restaurant, and get your community center tickets as well. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.